could heat water and create steam, which could be harnessed for heat and power. Then came oil and other petroleum products, mined or pumped from the earth, and refined for use, first for light and later for power. Finally, people learned how to store and route electricity to do everything from make toast to heat homes. Then, toward the end of the 19th century, a new source of power was discovered. It was called uranium, and it did something no other element had ever done. It produced power on its own. In fact, uranium changed the air around it just by being itself, giving off a soft glow in the dark. Because it was able to penetrate the human body, it was soon cultivated to use to see through skin to diagnose broken bones and diseased organs. But scientists also eventually discovered that uranium changed the cells of those near it, causing the most dreaded of all diseases, cancer. Given the use of uranium in nuclear weapons, nuclear energy worried plenty of people who felt safer when elements that could take human life were left in the ground, where it could do no harm. However, the march of progress never goes backward, and before long, uranium was being bombarded with neutrons to create a new source of energy called nuclear power. According to one report filed in mid-1979, a nuclear reactor generates heat as a result of nuclear fission, the splitting apart of an atomic nucleus, most often that of the heavy atom uranium. Each atom has a central core called a nucleus. The nuclei of atoms typically contain two types of particles tightly bound together, protons, which carry a positive charge, and neutrons, which have no charge. When a free neutron strikes the nucleus of a uranium atom, the nucleus splits apart. This splitting, or fission, produces two smaller radioactive atoms, energy and free neutrons. Most of the energy is immediately converted to heat. The neutrons can strike other uranium nuclei, producing a chain reaction and continuing the fission process. Not all free neutrons split atomic nuclei. Some, for example, are captured by atomic nuclei. This is important because some elements, such as boron or cadmium, are strong absorbers of neutrons and are used to control the rate of fission or to shut off a chain reaction almost instantaneously. Uranium fuels all nuclear reactors used commercially to generate electricity in the United States. Scientists and civilians alike marveled at the amount of energy that a small bit of radium could produce, and nuclear power plants began to spring up around the world, many in the United States, where they attracted more than a little concern. What would happen, people wondered, if some of the radiation produced by the plants got loose in the atmosphere? Would people die? Would their food and water be tainted? Would nature itself be harmed? Determined to both protect its citizens and make them feel protected, the United States passed some of the most stringent laws in the world concerning nuclear power plants. Regulations were put in place to control where and how they would be built, how often they were monitored, and what safeguards would be kept in place. The same 1979 report assured its readers, "The nuclear reactors used in commercial power plants possess several important safety features. They are designed so that it is impossible for them to explode like an atomic bomb. The primary danger from nuclear power stations is the potential for the release of radioactive materials produced in the reactor core as the result of fission. These materials are normally contained within the fuel rods." The wonderful and impressive thing about nuclear energy was that it was cheap and clean to produce, and it seemed to be unlimited. Even Dick Thornburgh, the governor of Pennsylvania at the time of the Three Mile Island accident, later admitted, "I didn't really pay much attention to nuclear power. It was not an issue. I was aware of the fact that the first commercial nuclear power plant had been put into position in Pennsylvania, near my hometown of Pittsburgh. That was always a source of pride to the state, that we had been a forerunner in developing this new sort of energy. But it was really not on the agenda in terms of being an issue during my campaign for governor or any other campaigns that had occurred during the 1970s. So that we, like I suppose most Americans, kind of knew a little bit about nuclear power, obviously deriving from the development of nuclear weapons. We knew that this had been converted to commercial use in some respects, but it wasn't exactly a preoccupying issue of the day." Chapter 2.